Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am so glad that you are here with me today. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so at 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll put on a song, and then I'll give you the card for the day. All right? So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would continue to lead us forward, that you would continue to guide us, and that you would continue to let us know that we are all in this together. And Father, Mother, God, working together is what's important. And let us realize that right now. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help me totally move out of the way and become that vessel that I always become on this program, and that you would speak through me today to the hearts of the listeners that are listening to this program live and archived. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for the listeners. I pray that you would meet their needs physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever needs they have, that you would meet those. Father, Mother, God, that you would also let us realize that right now we are in major shifts right now. And those shifts are going to be bringing stuff up that maybe we don't want to face, but we have to face to get rid of them, to make room for more positive things in our life. And Father, Mother, God, just give us the strength to face the things that we need to face, deal with the things that we need to deal with, and remember to surround ourselves always with that white light of protection, which we do at this moment in time. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and put a song on, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Finally made it out. Oh, yeah, yeah.
in this together, aren't we? At least that is true. We just need to realize that we are all trying to work for the same goal, same purpose. At least I believe we are. And the card for the show comes from my Gaia deck today, and it's the message card. On the bottom of the card, it says, positive news, positive outcome. I know a lot of times it's hard to stay positive. I know, trust me. I know that it's hard to do that sometimes. But the one thing that I believe in is the spirit within me. And that card pops in today saying, hey, you know what? Positive news, positive outcome is coming. We just got to hang on. We just got to keep on believing. And sometimes that's hard to do. Sometimes it's really easy to lose faith. It's easy to do that. When we're bombarded, when we just keep pancaking our emotions, we don't deal with stuff, you know, we set ourselves up to be overwhelmed. What we need to do is work on some of the stuff in our lives, get rid of some of that stuff, and make room for positive stuff. It's like every once in a while we have to clean out our closets. You know, we go in those closets and we start cleaning them out and we go, okay, what am I saving this for? You know, some of us has clothes that we can't fit in anymore that's been in our closets for years and years. And so what we need to do is go into our closets and clean some of that stuff out. Some of us are carrying hurts around with us that no longer benefit us or ever have really benefited us. But we carry them around, and we think that they're in some way that's helping us, but it's hurting us, not helping us. So let's clean out some closets and get ready to hear some positive news, positive outcome. And talking about positive news and positive outcome, hopefully I have some of those for some of the callers that have called in. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call me right now at 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 858. Hi.
Oh, hi, Michael. I was going to call for reading. I'm not sure if you're doing readings today.
Oh, yes, I am, actually. If you called the right place. So, yes, I am. How can I help you today?
I was wondering, what do you see for me in my love life?
Okay, in your love life, okay. Is there a particular person you're interested in at the moment? Because I feel somebody around you. That's why I'm asking that.
Well, person, actually, he was around me, but he's no longer around me as I wanted
okay.
a commitment.
Oh,
and
okay.
now I even don't communicate with this person, so I don't know
okay.
what's going to happen next.
Yeah. And the reason that I'm probably picking up a lot of his energy, I feel like that this is just something that's lingering around you. There's still a lot of what ifs, a lot of that stuff going on. Does that make sense to you? A lot of emotion still very
mm-hmm.
much hooked to this. You know, and it's hard. Trust me, I've been in these relationships where they've ended, and it's hard for us to get past that, you know. We have all those what ifs and what could have beens and, you know, all that stuff going on. The one that I will
Michael,
tell you.
There's actually two people around me, probably. One person
okay.
that I was dating, and there is also my ex-husband that I wanted to reconnect, and we're just friends. So I'm not sure which one is around me.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of energies around you. Okay. Let's look at some of these. Now, you mentioned your ex-husband about reconnecting. Is that sort of what you want
to
do?
Oh, we're trying just to be friends, so not
just trying to be friends.
Control,
well, that's
like
that's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, it's not that we are going probably to have a relationship, but just to stay friends and be friends
right.
to each other. That's what I was trying to do. But actually, my hopes for romance were with the other person.
Right. Yeah, and right now I don't see romance with this other person that you're thinking about. Not right now. Now, that doesn't mean I want to tell you right now, as it stands us today, I don't see it. Now, what could possibly be happening here is I could be seeing it down the line for you. Communication is the key here, and right now he's not communicating, and so that's sort of put this on hold. I do feel like that he will come around. You probably will hear from him. I'm going to say you're going to hear from him here. Looks like maybe the later part of June, early July. And then as you guys start talking again, then that spark is going to start happening again. And I do feel like that as you go into the later part of this year, that things are working out with this relationship. I feel like that more solid with this relationship next year. But right now, you guys just need to start communicating, being open to communication. And you are. He's just not communicating. But like I said, he should be here, it looks like to me, the end of June or very early July, where he actually makes some steps towards you. Okay?
So you think that eventually it can end up in the commitment? I told him that.
Yeah. I do believe that
to,
it can.
Do this,
I just, yeah, I
dating
think
that
right,
has no
yeah,
goal or no.
Yeah, right now he's just not ready for that.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff that he's dealing with on a personal level. But I do feel like that he really does care about you. I will tell you that I do feel that. And I do feel like that a commitment can come out of this. But I don't really see that coming until possibly next year. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
calling in. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're waiting for that commitment. We're hoping for that commitment. And, you know, and it can get frustrating. You know, we all want somebody in our lives to love and to share our lives with. We all want that. And, you know, I think that we all need that. I don't think that we were ever really designed to be alone in this world. And, you know, it's going back to the song that we played at the beginning of the show, that we're all in this together. I think that, you know, if you look at, you know, if you even look at Jesus and the people that Jesus surrounded himself with when he was here on planet Earth in physical form, you know, he sent out the people that worked with him, the people that listened to his teachings, two by two. And because he knew how important it was to have somebody with you, to have somebody to talk to, have somebody there when you had those days that you're just going, I just don't know. You know, I just, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes I look at some of the disciples that followed Jesus' teaching back in those days, and, you know, I sort of can imagine John and Peter working together and going out and, you know, maybe they're having a bad day one day and John's saying, hey, you know, Peter, I just don't know. I'm losing a little bit of faith in this. I just don't know. And Peter, you know, encouraging them. So we need that togetherness. We need to know that somebody is there. Okay? All right. 678, I appreciate you calling in. Could you say your name for me?
It's Susie.
Susie, I knew it was you.
Hey, Michael, I was so happy to see that you decided to have a show today that I had to tell you. Thank you so much for being there.
Well, thank you. I'm here. So I think that there's some other people might not know that I'm here, but that's okay. Right now there's not very many people on the switchboard, but that's okay. Spirit has a way of working through us, and maybe there's some things that Spirit wants to talk about today. But how can I help you today?
Just nothing much. I just wanted to say that I'm so happy that you're there.
I know. Well, I appreciate that.
You weren't expecting to do this today.
Nope, I was not expecting to be on the air today, but that's okay. Hey, Spirit, you know, during meditation, Spirit said, hey, go get on air. And so here I am.
Very good.
Goddess of creation. Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I got a card for you.
Okay, good.
Can I say it first? Okay, all right.
Yeah, sure.
Goddess of creation, the transformation, creativity, and wholeness. Definitely in that place right now of transformation. And really what Spirit really wants you to go into is that place of creativity. Really, you know, and what I mean by that is we are creators of our world, the world that you are in. And so Spirit really wants you to really start creating what you want for Susie. What do you want to bring into your life? And, you know, once we really start seeing that we are the creators of our little world, then we're going to start realizing how important it is for us to visualize, how important it is to watch what we're saying out loud. Because everything, mm-hmm. I believe that everything that we say out loud is creating something. And so we really need to be careful about that, because there's an energy in our words. You know, that's why I always ask. That's why I always ask for your name when you call in here, because that's mm-hmm. how I tap into your energy,
yes.
through your voice. And mm-hmm. so, you know, so definitely stepping into that place. And there's a lot of wholeness. I'm really excited about what I'm seeing on the horizon for you as you get ready to go out of this year here. I mean, you know, we're almost midway here, and I'm just shocked. I mean, it's like, where does this year gone so far? But we're getting ready to go into June already, and so it just feels like that it just feels like we just had New Year's. Okay, so but it's all right. But you know, that I see is a lot of great things on the horizon for you, and just create that. You know, keep being you and keep doing what you're doing. You got anything you want to share with me before I let you go? Or?
Well, you know, I do think about, you know, it's very important to think about what you want for yourself. And I was listening to you, what you were saying earlier about God, you know, intending for us to not be alone.
Right.
And that is just my ultimate goal. I think that would be like make everything so complete,
right?
For me, anyway.
And that's coming. I definitely see that for you. I would say, you know, what I'm seeing on the horizon, I would say more next year for that. You know, because there's some certain things. I sort of know some of the stuff going on with you because you've got mm-hmm. readings from me before. But you know,
yes.
there's just a lot of things that have to fall into place here, and so. So that's going to take a little bit of time. I mean, there's just some things that have to fall in place. And for whatever reason, those are going a little slower than even what I thought would be happening at this point.
Right.
But, you know, it's all in the divine timing of spirit. And that's what we have to realize. And I know, trust me, I know that it gets frustrating when our timing and divine timing doesn't line up. But
yeah,
it's always... But it always will work out, and that's one thing we got to realize.
Yes, because, it's a definite thing. I see it all. I know
right.
it. And you have seen it, and you know it. And it's just like, I can't believe that. I'm telling you, the first time I heard of this was, at least 2.5 years ago, that it was specifically I'm supposed to be with this particular individual, and it's just going slow. I'm not letting it go. I'm still believing in it,
right.
And I'm still seeing it. I'm seeing it. So
right.
it's going to happen. I see it. It's coming.
It is coming. We just got to keep hanging in there, okay? And I do appreciate
Michael,
you calling in.
Michael,
yeah,
I wanted to tell you about that. You know that the things that you work on the show is to try to you get spirit gives you a message that something is happening somewhere in a city or is going
right.
to happen.
Potential.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I just was talking with someone that works with a group of people that turn things around. Well, they can't stop the things that are going to happen, but they could lessen the
right.
impact on the city, which is what you do when
right.
you tune into that.
Right.
But there are also groups of people that their intentions are not good.
Right.
Since they know that it's all about energy, they're working the energy against the people that are doing the positive work energy.
Right.
When we all turn around to be in positiveness, then that's when we're going to be living in peace.
Right.
Whatever affects the earth now is a result of negative energy. the thing is, you know, we look at money, okay, the reason, you know, whatever, we have money, we've got to live on something, so money comes into play. And it's not so much the money in particular as a material thing, but it is the energy that's connected to money
right.
that's not in good intention. And I believe that we were supposed to be doing a barter thing. You help me, I help you.
Right, yeah.
And you'd be surprised the way energy can change people and turn things around for the positive.
Right. Yes, and it's all in our intent and what we put out there. But I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you, Michael. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being there today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. Otherwise, you just get to hear me talk, which is okay, I guess. But 347-327-9316. And even if I'm talking, which I will be here as we go forward, it's okay to call in. A lot of times I think that a lot of you wonder, okay, is he taking calls? Is he not taking calls? Unless you see it on our show page that I'm not taking calls, I'm taking calls. So we're going to go move forward with some things that I want to share with you today. But if you have a question or you just want to say hi to me, 347-327-9316. Don't be afraid to call in, okay? Let's go ahead and we're going to shift a little bit here. Talking about shifts, that's where we are right now. I just want to settle in for a second, okay? And we are in energy shifts. We have been in energy shifts for a while now. Since about 2010, I have seen in my own spirit eyes a lot of shifting. And then as we went into 2011, we still shifted a little more. 2012, we had major shifts. 2013, we're still going through shifting. And we are going to continue to be going through this. I want to read some things to you really quick here. And many of you are feeling the swirling energies of anxiousness, uncertainty, irritation, aggravation, and disruption. Possibly there are other emotions and feeling as well. But these seem to be the most prevalent right now. Okay, let's look at some of these. Anxiousness. I've been feeling that. Just this anxious feeling. Just like, okay, something's about to happen. And something is about to happen. Something good is about to happen. You know, a lot of times we have this anxious feeling and we think that just feeling anxious is something bad. Our minds tell us that if we're anxious, then that means that it's a bad something. But what my understanding is and what my spirit guide has told me about anxiousness is that it's, you know, an unknown. It's an unknown. It's like something that we're getting ready to step into new. I remember there's a lot of kids that have just graduated out of middle school. In my day, it was called junior high. So I'm going to refer to it as junior high because that's how I knew it. But I remember when I came out of junior high and that whole summer, I was a little nervous about high school because I had heard all kinds of stuff. I had heard all kinds of stuff would happen to me, all kinds of things was going to take place, and I was just a little nervous wreck. I was anxious. Because I just didn't know what to expect. And so summer ended, and it was time to go to school. It was time for high school. Do you know that as I stepped into high school, that none of the stuff that I worried about, none of the stuff that I was anxious about, none of that stuff happened. Actually, high school went pretty good for me. So an anxiousness. You know, we have to walk into that place. A lot of us uncertainty. Right now, we live in an uncertain world. All over the world, there's an uncertainty right now. And that uncertainty can bring fear with it. An energy of fear. I was watching some videos last night, and one thing that I found and I stumbled across was this guy, and he was talking about emotions. And emotions are energy. You know, uncertainty, irritation, anger, fear, all of those are energy. All of that is emotions. And a lot of us are in a place of irritation right now, aggravation, and disruption. And so we got to not work into that place. We got to work into a place of faith and a place of spirit, which is in the center of us. You wonder when this is ever going to stop or when you are going to feel stabilized or balanced. So many of you feel you have been traveling this road for so long and are tired of the changes and the disruptions. You just want to relax. You just want to feel good and be happy. We all have to go through different shifts and different changes. Energy shifts, dimensional shifts, and reality shifts are now occurring on a regular basis. Over the last few months, you have completed a very large shift from the old reality into the new reality. Old things are passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new. In the past, we have called the old reality the third dimension and the new reality, the fourth dimension. You have firmly rooted yourself in the fourth dimension, and many of us are now moving into the fifth dimension reality. Okay? A lot of us are moving higher, vibrations. We talk about that a lot on this program, about vibrations, working in that higher vibration, working in a higher vibration and not in those lower vibrations. Lower vibrations is fear, anger, all that other stuff. Okay? So we got to shift out of that. Okay? So how do we shift out? Okay, let's just settle in here, and I'm just going to just let Spirit speak to us. Okay? Is that a good thing? I think so. All right. So let's say today you are a little frustrated. Okay, let's just use me as an example here. Okay, let's say that I'm very frustrated. Okay, let's just say that. And, okay, so my mind is just telling me all these things that are wrong and how bad my life is and that things are never going to work out, that I'm never going to have anybody in my life and all this stuff. Okay. So how do I shift out of there? How do I get out of that cycle? Because we get stuck in cycles. We go around and around and around and around and around. And we come to the same thing time after time, time after time, time after time. So a lot of us are tired of it, aren't we? Aren't we tired of going around in the circle? Aren't we tired of not having those things that we know that Spirit wants us to bless us with? But it's our limited thinking that keeps us stuck in those cycles. It's not knowing how to shift out of these. Okay? So how do we do this? How do we shift? Okay, the one thing that my spirit guide has taught me in just the last few days, a lot of you know that I've been really battling, okay, in the last few weeks here. Okay, and so how did I begin to shift out of that? How did I begin to come out of that place? It's because, okay, the first thing that I did was realize that, okay, something was wrong. Okay, that's the first thing we have to realize. Okay, when we're shifting out of our stuff, the first thing we have to realize is that we have to realize that there's a problem. Okay, that's the first thing that I came to the conclusion that I was having a problem. That there was something going on with me that I didn't like. Okay, so that's the first thing I realized. Okay, then the next thing that I realized is that, okay, that I can't battle this by myself. Okay, so I reached out and said, okay, hey, I need your prayers. I need your help. I'm having an issue. I'm having a problem because we're all in this together. So what I did is I, first of all, recognized that I'm having a problem. Okay. Second of all, I reach out and say, okay, hey, I need some help. Okay. Then third, I realized, okay, a lot of times we have to help ourselves. This is true. So how do we help ourselves out of a situation? So I started saying, okay, first of all, okay, let me check to see if I'm grounded. Do you know that a lot of us start our day and then we realize about halfway through our day, you know, when things start falling apart and when we can't focus and when everything's chaotic, we're not grounded. We're not rooted. We're all over the place. And I wasn't paying enough attention to realize that I was all over the place. My emotions were here, there, and everywhere. Okay? And so something was out of balance. I was not rooted and grounded. So the third thing that I did was realize, okay, hey, I need to ground myself. Then I looked at, okay, am I protected? What do I have in place that is protecting me? You know, putting myself in that white bubble of protection. I strengthened it. I was still in there, but it wasn't as strong as it needed to be, so I strengthened it a little bit. Okay? Then I started calling upon my angels to come in and help me to say, okay, what do I need to do to get out of this cycle that I'm in right now, this spinning cycle that is leading nowhere? And so my angels came in and said, okay, the first thing that you need to do, Michael, is you need to look at yourself, go inward, and see if there's anything that you're hanging on to that doesn't benefit you. Okay, so we have to take an inventory. We have to look at ourselves and say, okay, why am I hanging on to this? And do you know that when I started taking inventory of myself, when I really started looking really hard at Michael, do you realize that Michael found a whole bunch of things in him that he didn't like? There's a whole bunch of stuff in me that I'm going to work on to get rid of because it's not benefiting me, it's not for my higher good, and it's holding me back. We cannot afford to keep one little toe in the past. Please listen. The past is the past. And if we don't let some of that stuff go, if we don't step out of the past, then we are never going to be able to step into our future. It's just the way it is. You know, we can sit around all day long and say what if or what could have been or what might have happened, but it's done. It's over. if we allow it to be over. Spirit wants to bless us so much ahead. Definitely wants to bless us ahead. Wants to bless us right now, in this now moment, actually. But a lot of times we are just so focused on all the regrets of our lives. All of that stuff. And we can stay in the land of regret for the rest of our lives if we choose to do so. But we're not going to be in this now moment. We're not going to move forward to a brighter future. We're just always going to stay in the land of regret. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the land of regret. We got to shift our focus. We got to refocus on what we really want to bring in our lives. The one thing that Spirit has been talking to me in the last few days is that I need to refocus. Because as we're going through shifts, please listen, as we're going through shifts, we are ever evolving, ever changing. I am not the same Michael I was a year ago. I'm not the same Michael I was a couple years ago. I've evolved, constantly changing, constantly. And it can be overwhelming, because if we don't know what's going on with this, it can be a little scary. And a lot of you are a little scary right now because you don't understand that these shifts are going on inside of you. And it can be a little overwhelming. But right now, we're going through a shift. We are having to let go of the old stuff. We don't really have a choice. We have to let go. It's like an anchor. Listen to me for a minute. Let's imagine that we're a boat. Okay, I want you to imagine that you're a boat right now. Okay, actually a ship. Let's make us a ship. Okay, we're a ship. And we have a huge anchor. And we want to go to Paris, and we're in the United States, and we want to go to Paris, but we have our anchor still down. Please listen. If we never pull our anchor up, are we ever going to move forward to Paris? No, we're not. That ship will not move as long as that anchor is down. I don't care how much steam we put on it, that anchor, we can drag that anchor around with us, but that anchor is going to be holding us back. We got to get rid of the past. It's like an anchor. It's weighing us down. We got to let go. Let's talk to some of the calls that came in. I appreciate you calling in, and 765, you are on the air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
This is Margie.
I thought it was you. Okay,
yes.
How can I?
Some little voice. When I came in the kitchen, some little voice said, I think Michael's on. And I went, oh, no, it's Sunday. So I went and go looked, and sure enough,
I know, you were.
I know.
Michael was here. See? You listened to your intuition. That's good.
Yes. I've actually been listening to it a lot more. Actually, I told somebody one time, and they said, well, maybe it's your mom. I said, it doesn't matter. Just as long as somebody's telling me something. But I was listening to you just now, and actually, you know, as you know, a lot of what you just said applies to a lot of people.
Right. Yeah.
And at first I thought, okay, I must be the only one listening to him because he's probably talking to me.
Right.
And I said, no, and I thought, well, I ought to just get down on my knees and just bow down to you because you're just making an awful lot of sense.
Right.
It's probably things people think about but don't actually work at,
right,
even though they probably know they need to.
Right.
And so you just kind of bring it to the forefront, to the, you know, front of their mind,
yeah,
going, okay, I probably should do this. And
yeah, well, because I think a lot of times, you know, it's hard. It, one thing I would tell you, Margie, it's hard for us to stop and look at ourselves and to examine ourselves and to say, okay, you know, because a lot of times it's easy for us to point fingers at everything that's wrong with our world and what's wrong with other people. But what we don't realize is sometimes that might be us. You know, there might be something wrong with us.
You have a certain thought in your head of how you think you are.
Right.
And you're afraid that if you look into yourself, and you may not like what you find.
Right.
Because it'll shatter your image of yourself.
Right. But a lot of times, the one thing that Spirit's been teaching me, Margie, lately, the last few days especially, is, you know, maybe some of the stuff, maybe sometimes it's okay for us to shatter that image of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that image that we have of us right now might not be the right image for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's those things that have been taught to us, those belief systems that we have formed, a lot of belief systems that we've learned about ourselves, you know, what other people have said about ourselves. So maybe it's okay for that image of ourselves to break.
Yeah, and it's comfort, too.
Yes.
You're comfortable in how you think you are.
Right, yeah. And you know, we get into that comfort zone. You know, that's why there's a lot of, you know, unfortunately in our country, there's a lot of women that are in abusive situations because that's all they know. They've grown accustomed to that. They've grown used to that. They're stuck in a cycle.
And they don't know anything else.
They don't know anything else. And they don't think that there's anything else out there because their brains have convinced them that they're not worth anything.
Yeah.
That they deserve what they are going through. And that's not true. And so, you know, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's a shift in consciousness. It's a shift in the way we look at ourselves. And so, but yeah, I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps. But do you got a question? I feel like that there's a question.
Well, it's not a question, actually. It's just wondering if anyone is pushing to get to talk to me.
Let me see. Because I'm having a little hard time. There's a lot of background noise, so I'm having a hard time.
It's probably me.
Yeah, so.
Let me go turn it off.
Okay, hold on. All right. Okay. All right.
Sorry about that. I wondered if you could hear it or not, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, we are family, though, but that's, I love that. I love that song. So, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah, because it is true. Okay, that helps. Thank you. Let me see, because I feel a male presence that is stepping forward, so hold on for just a second. Now, your father's in spirit, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Was he very stern? Because I have a gentleman that is coming across very stern, very businesslike, very focused.
Well, it could be either him or my brother.
Because
my brother can be stern in certain areas.
Okay. Because I'm going to say at this moment, this is more coming across to me as brother energy. I do feel like your father is present with your brother. But I feel like that your brother is coming forward to speak. So I'm going to allow that to happen. I'm going to recognize him at this moment and say that this is your brother. It's coming across more as a brother energy to me.
Okay.
The one thing that he's just telling me is for you to have more confidence in yourself. Because he says that you've always had a lack of confidence in yourself. You always thought that other people were better than you, or always searching for something that you already had. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. He would know.
Yeah, and he's telling me that it's always been inside of you. It's just been buried with all the junk that you allowed yourself to believe in and stuff like that. He says you're an awesome person. You were a great sister. You were a great sister to him. He might never always told you that, maybe never told you that, But he's saying
that. No. Actually, he told me once, but he was close to passing.
Yeah.
And he did tell me he loved me. So.
Yeah. Now, were you there when he passed? Because he's saying that you were there. Were you there?
I was on my way there, and I think I was in the airport when he actually passed.
Okay, because he's saying that your energy was there, that your thoughts
were
there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
He could feel you. And he's saying don't feel bad that you weren't exactly there. He planned it that way because he didn't want you to see that departure. He didn't want you to experience that departure of his spirit leaving his physical body. A lot of times our loved ones don't want us there, actually. A lot of times, you know, I've experienced this myself. You know, I've gone to like one of my loved ones and, you know, I'm there hoping, you know, that I'm there when they pass, and then I'd go get a Coke, and then when I come back, they're gone.
Okay.
And a lot of times that's what happens because they don't really want us there. They don't really want us in that room because there's a lot of stuff that we don't understand that goes on at that moment in the spirit world. And I think a lot of times the spirit world just wants that moment with them as they make that transition.
I think the reason I wanted to be there is because I just had a feeling that mom and dad would be there.
Yeah.
Help him.
Yeah,
so.
And your dad was there. Your dad actually
He would be.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad reached down and actually had his hand out and was holding his hand as his spirit left his body. So that's an awesome thing. But I do appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad I can make that connection. All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's take another call here. 843, appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
I am good. Who are you and how can I help?
I'm Kimberly from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay, Kimberly, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just curious about job opportunities that I've applied for. I'm moving to Georgia. Okay. And I want some insight on maybe who's going to call.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Okay. Do you already have a place there?
No, not yet. I was waiting on the job offer first.
Okay. All right. Because I see both coming up pretty quick here.
Okay.
I'm going to say here looks like to me timeline on this looks to me what I'm seeing in spirit here looks like about mid-June. Like in a couple of weeks. I'm going to say mid-June. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say mid-June.
Okay.
What this offer is, I don't know. I will tell you I don't know that. But I am going to say that it is going to be very beneficial for you. It's going to have a really awesome benefit package, you know, and that's important in the times that we live in. A lot of times we look at that wage, but also benefits are a part of that. And there's going to be some awesome health care. The one thing that I'm focused on here is health care for you.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. The reason why I keep seeing this, but it's good. It's nothing major, nothing to worry about, but it is important to have that in place, okay?
Right.
But the one thing that also I see for you is definitely a move. I'm gonna say by the end of June, by the 4th of July, you should be settled.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that by the 4th of July, you should be settled. You know, you might not have everything unpacked, of course. You know, but you'll have a place. You'll be there. I see by at least the 4th of July, you should be in place.
Okay.
Okay. And this is an excellent move for you. This was a hard decision for you to make, but Spirit wants me to tell you that it was the right decision for you. Okay, you're going to see that as you move forward. But I want to say congratulations on getting this job and you moving towards your future.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. You know, we all have to do that. We all have to focus. 765 and 843, if you want to listen on your phone, that's great. Can you push your ones again, please? That way I know I've already talked to you. That way I don't think I need to talk to you again, unless Spirit directs me that way. But we got to make shifts. We got to, you know, going back to what I was talking about, you know, like with me, you know, how did I start getting out of the hole that I sort of dug for myself? You know, the one thing that we don't realize sometimes, we think, okay, I'm in a hole, but sometimes what we don't want to realize, what we don't want to look at, is that we sort of dug the hole. You know, it goes back to what Margie was talking about, you know, earlier in her phone call. You know, sometimes we don't want to realize that we got ourselves there. And so if, but you know, the one thing that I would say is, okay, if we get ourselves there, if we dig the hole, okay, this is one thing that Spirit started showing me. Okay, if let's say that I dug the hole. Okay, let's say that I put myself there in the hole. So if I put myself in the hole, then who can get me out of the hole? Okay, please listen. Because if I put myself in that hole, then I can get myself out of the hole. Right? And that's what I'm doing. I'm digging my way back up out of the hole. You know, reaching a little higher. Saying, hey, you know what? I got here. I can get out of here. And it takes us really looking at ourselves. You know, that's one thing that I had to look at I had to say, okay, let's look at Michael. Okay, what was Michael thinking? What was going on in my head? What were my thought patterns? And we have to really watch that, our thought patterns. You know, there are times that we just think, okay, well, our thoughts are harmless. You know, that's never going to happen. There's no way that that's ever going to happen. But if you keep thinking about something over and over and over and over and over and over and over, I will tell you that it's a possibility that it would present itself. And I'm going to share a little story with you. I'm not going to go into details. But there was one day that... This was years and years and years and years and years ago. This was before I even thought about doing any of the stuff I'm doing now. And I didn't really understand thoughts back in those days. I didn't really understand what I understand now. I wish I had back then, because it would have prevented a lot of heartache on my part and a lot of heartache on other people's part as well. But one day I was just driving around, and I just started having some weird thoughts. I'm not even going to say what those were, but I was just having some really negative thoughts and just going someplace I probably shouldn't have been going, and with my thought patterns. And I was thinking, there's no harm in what I'm thinking, because there's no way that that's ever going to present itself. There's no way that that would ever develop. It just isn't going to happen. And I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking about it all day long. And then my thoughts would add more thoughts. And by the end of the day, I was thinking really stuff I shouldn't have been thinking, looking back at it now. And you know, looking back at it now, I wish I would have went someplace and said, hey, you know, I'm having some weird thoughts, and I don't know why, and I just need to talk to somebody. But I didn't do that because I didn't think that there was any chance that it would ever take place. And I went and lay down because I was supposed to work that night, and then all of a sudden the thought that I had been thinking all day long had presented itself in physical form outside my front door. What I'm saying is that we need to be really careful of what we're thinking. What are we focused on? We need to refocus. So let's say for an example right now, let's say I'm having a thought that I want to go out, and this is going to be a silly thought, and that's okay. Sometimes our thoughts are silly. But let's say that all of a sudden I have a thought that I have a sledgehammer and I have a lawnmower out in my yard, and I have the thought that I want to go out and smash my lawnmower with my sledgehammer until there's nothing left of it. Okay, that's a pretty crazy thought. Okay? And so my lawnmower didn't do anything to me to deserve to be smashed up to pieces, but I've had the thought of doing that. Okay, so I'm having that thought. Okay, first of all, I have to realize, okay, that's just a crazy thought. Okay, that's the first thing we need to realize. When we have thoughts popping into our head, we need to examine our thoughts. We need to look at what's coming into our heads. Okay, so I had the thought of going smashing my lawnmower with my sledgehammer. That's not a good thought. So what am I going to do with that? Am I going to continue to entertain that thought, or am I going to toss it out in the trash where it belongs? Okay, so a lot of you are listening to me right now and go, okay, Michael, how do we do that? How do we do that is by just doing it. So I'm going to take that thought of me smashing my lawnmower. I'm going to visualize me doing that. I'm going to see me doing that. And then I'm going to take that thought out of my head and get rid of it. Okay, so it is gone now. I don't have it anymore. And so now I'm going to replace that thought with, there's a reason I saw my lawnmower, so maybe Spirit wants me to go out and mow my grass, which most likely is the case because my grass is getting a little higher. And so I'm going to go out and do something positive with my lawnmower instead of something negative. Are you following? So we got to look at positive and negative thought patterns. And do you know that every thought that we have also comes with an emotion? So what comes first is the question. Do we have an emotion first, or do we have a thought first? You know, it's sort of like the chicken egg thing. You know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, think about that today. That's going to drive you crazy. But I don't want you to go crazy. But, you know, so what comes first, thoughts or emotions? My belief is that I think that we think before we have an emotion. I think that, you know, we think first and then we have an emotion that follows. So we got to really watch our thinking pattern. Yesterday I went to a movie, talking about thinking. I went to a movie yesterday, and I went and saw Fast and Furious. It's actually a really good movie if you're into cars and into that kind of stuff. And I really, really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the movie. I didn't really enjoy the experience before the movie, but I did enjoy the movie. So let's talk about some of my thoughts yesterday, okay? Yesterday, I went to the movie, and like I said, a lot of you know that I've been having some problems. At least I was in a better mood yesterday, and so that's always a good thing. And I'm in a good mood today, and that's a good thing. And hopefully we continue to have good moods. And, you know, it's all the way we watch our thought patterns. Okay, so I was sitting there before the movie, and there's a lot of people in there. Not a whole bunch of people, but more than usual when I go to a movie. And because I usually go to matinees and when there's not a lot of people there. But this is a pretty popular movie, and a lot of people... you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so they were out enjoying their families and stuff like that. So a lot of people were out and about, and that's okay. I love people. but there was a couple older women before the movie started. There was a couple older women that came in, and they sit over. Now it's interesting that I was over sitting over in this one area, and Spirit told me to move, and I couldn't understand why until later. And these two older women came in, and they sit where I would have been sitting. And they were just talking and enjoying each other. And that's great. And I'm glad that they were happy. And I'm glad that they wanted to share that with all of us. And so, but then I started having some thoughts about this. I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, okay, now I understand why duct tape was invented. Okay, those are some of the thoughts that I was having. Okay, those weren't positive thoughts. Those were not good thoughts. Those were not things that I probably should have been thinking. And they were just enjoying life. But my thought pattern started going into a negative place. So I realized that right away. Please listen. I realized that right away. So I thought, okay, they are just happy. And there's nothing wrong with them being happy. And that's great. And I'm happier than I was yesterday. And so I'm just going to enjoy the movie and just wish them well and hope that they will calm down as the movie starts. And so I changed my thought pattern. I started focusing more on the movie, focusing more on me. I think that we spend too much of our time focused on other people. And that's okay to be concerned about other people, but when it becomes focused on other people, then that might be an issue, I think. When we just become overwhelmed with other people and other people's lives, and we think that it's our business to be involved in their business, then that might be an issue. But that's just something that we need to watch and we need to keep in check, all right? I think we're actually going to go off air. I know that we have a little bit more time on the show, but I just feel like that we're coming to a close today. And, you know, I always add more time than what I use because that it's easier just to keep on talking than it is sometimes to extend because sometimes it just breaks the energy flow. But I just feel like that we're done for today. I do hope that you have a great weekend. Are we going to be on air tomorrow? Good question. The answer to that is yes. We will be on air tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We are going to, let me talk to you about some changes coming up pretty quick, actually. At the end of the month, we are going to be making some changes. And I want to talk about those right now. Every month, it has cost us money to continue to provide the programming that I provide here. And every month for a couple years here now, this show has been supported by a lot of you, and I appreciate it a lot, more than you'll probably ever know. Right now, we're in a pinch, and every month, Michael has been faced with, you know, how do we pay for the show and go into a place of frustration. So to avoid that stress, sometimes we have to look at, okay, what's causing us stress? Is there stuff that we can do to take some of these stress factors off of us? One of my stress factors is how to pay for this show to continue it moving forward. A lot of people have contributed over a period of time, and I appreciate it. But there's a couple people now that gave month after month after month after month, and they can no longer do that. They have told me, Michael, I can't do it anymore. I'm really sorry, but I just don't have it. And I understand that. And I don't have a problem with that. So, but I will tell you that that has stressed me out month after month after month. And has caused me to have some weird feelings about things, okay? And so to avoid that, I prayed about it, and I've decided to take that little stress factor off of me. And so what that means is that we're going to go to a free account. Okay, so what that means for us as a program is that we are going to have 30-minute programs, that there will only be enough room on the queue for 5 people, so that's going to limit some of you calling in. Because of that, I'm not going to be able to allow people to listen on the switchboard. I know, I don't like it either, okay? But that's just where we are right now. And so, you know, I don't like the idea, but it's just where we are. And so, but if you would like to make a donation and you would like to help us out, and, you know, I would love to talk to you about that. Send me an email, insightswithmichael@ymail.com, or youareawakening@ymail.com. If you want to become a sponsor and you want to sponsor this program and all that, that would be great. I would love that. But, you know, right now we don't have that. So the only thing that I can do at this moment, I will tell you that come Friday, I will have no choice except to go to a free account. And that would mean 30-minute programs, like I said, 5 people on the switchboard. I will not allow people to listen on the switchboard just to be sure that we can get callers in. So those are some big changes that possibly are coming up. And, you know, also we got to just trust Spirit, that Spirit knows best. So that's where we are right now. That's where I'm leaning right now. And I don't want to make anybody feel bad. I don't want to make anybody feel guilty. That is just not what this show's about. Never has been about that. You know, so I'm just telling you what's about to happen and where we possibly are going to go. Okay, if we go to 30-minute programs, we will be on 7 days a week, most likely. 30-minute programs, 7 days a week, and that would be starting in June. So we're going to pay attention to that. But right now, I would say that we'd be on 7 days a week with 30-minute programs. All right? And I can do 30-minute programs. I'm very capable of doing it. It's just going to put a little changes with you all and stuff like that. But if you would like to make a donation, and like I said, you can find that information over on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You'll find a donation button right over there. But I just thought I'd give you a heads up and let you know what possibly coming up for us as we go into June. All right, because, you know, this program is all about you, and I just thought I'd let you know where I'm at. Let's see, what else do I need to talk to you about? I felt like there was something else I needed to discuss with you. The one thing I want to say is, first of all, I want to say thanks for a couple of reasons. A lot of you know that in the last few days, the last few weeks, even months, I've been struggling. And just like you, I'm human. And, you know, the one thing that Spirit told me the other day, because I'm really hard on Michael. I really am. I hate to admit it, but I'm hard on me sometimes. I'm going to work on it and not do that to myself anymore. And just like I hope that you don't do that to you, we need to realize that we are in human forms. And while we're in human forms, we are going to have human moments. We are going to have human emotions. We are going to have days that we just want to throw everything across our yard and just say, what's the use? There are going to be days that we want to do that. And it's okay to feel those emotions. It's okay to experience those emotions. But it is not okay to drown in those emotions. We started talking today about some of the energy shifts that are going on and some of the feelings that might be swirling around us right now, anxiousness, uncertainty, irritation, aggravation, and disruption, and probably a whole bunch of more. And your emotions, my friends, are going to go up and down for a while, and it's okay. It's okay for you to be on a roller coaster of emotions right now, because that is where we are right now. We are going through energy shifts, and as we go through these energy shifts, we are going to have ups and downs. We are going to have those moments that we are really high, and then we're going to have those moments that we're really down, and that's when we reach out and we say, hey, you know what, I'm feeling down today. You got an ear? I need to talk. Because we're in this together. And once we realize that, once we really begin to let that sink into us, then things are going to start getting better for us and better for the world. Don't be afraid to reach out and say, hey, I need to talk. You know, there's some people that reached out to me, and I'm so glad that said, hey, you know what, Michael, if you want to talk, I'm here. And do you know that Michael has to get past Michael's pride to say, hey, you know what, yeah, I need to talk. It's okay to admit that we're not perfect. It's okay to admit that we don't have it all together yet. It's okay to be human right now. But it's not okay to forget that we are spiritual beings having human experiences right now. Do you know the one thing that I had a friend one time come to me and said, Michael, you chose to go through everything that you're going through. I looked at them and like, I don't think so. Well, I said a whole bunch of other stuff too. But I was just like, what? But you know, in some ways, I think that we do. I think that, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe in all the stuff that I've gone through, because I look back and if I didn't go through some of the stuff I've gone through, I wouldn't be able to help you because I wouldn't understand how you feel about certain things. If I hadn't gone through a divorce, I wouldn't have understood that. If I hadn't gone through a divorce where my spouse cheated on me, I wouldn't understand that. If I hadn't gone through some abuse in my life, verbally and physically and otherwise, I wouldn't know how that felt. So I think that a lot of times, the one thing that we have to realize is we have to go through human experiences to understand what other people are going through. I look at Jesus. And he went through a lot of human experiences. He chose to go through a lot of that because he wanted to know how it felt. His Christ consciousness wanted to understand what it feels to be human. And so our spirits within us are doing the same thing. They want to understand how it feels to be human. How do we work through these things? How can we make things better? Because I look at a lot of the human people that have been on our planet, and they didn't like the way things were, so they said, you know what, I'm going to change things. I look at Edison and I think, okay, you know, he's like, man, you know, I want to create something to help people. I look at Bill and I think, you know, he thought, hey, you know what, I want to create something that makes communication better. You know, I look at the people in the space program and I think, man, they wanted to do something different and better. They wanted to reach a little higher. Starts with an idea. It starts with a thought. And then emotions follow. And then great things can be accomplished. I appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. You have a great day. And if you would like to get a reading with me, you can find that information over on my website, www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can always learn about Spiritual Talk Radio by going to our official website for Spiritual Talk Radio, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. I am working on that, or at least I'm supposed to be working on that. And so let's say the word supposed to be working on that. So I'm going to try to get that finished. I am changing the look over there. And so just bear with me on that. But it will be back up here soon. There's still some stuff over there, but you can check it out. So go check out spiritualtalkradio.net. All right. I appreciate you being here today, and you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I promise. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you actually tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. See you then. Bye-bye. Guides us on our way.